سيد المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Creator, Maker and Sustainer of the universe. We commence by sending darud and salam upon the final messenger of Allah, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a Saturday evening. We have performed Salatul Maghrib with Jama'ah in this, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Masjid al-Falah in Pelican Heights in the Western Cape. And it is the 17th, today was the 17th of Rabiul Akhir of the year 1428 after the Hijrah, equivalent to the 5th of May of the year 2007. Our lessons are on life after death, and we are engaged in looking at the subject of resurrection. The Ba'as Ba'd al-Maut, the reawakening or the awakening, the raising up, the recommencement of life, in whatever the portfolio is in the life after death, when mankind after death will lie in the grave, and thereafter will come a day when the trumpet will blow, and on Allah's timing and hikmah and wisdom, there will come a time when all of humanity will be awakened in their graves. They will come alive, not that they are dead in the grave. They are very much alive in the grave, but when the resurrection takes place, that is the moment for the gathering of mankind, not from the grave. That life in the grave will have its prolonged duration, but there will come a time when the trumpet will blow and the announcement will be made, and all of mankind will arise from their graves. They will physically get up from their graves, and then they will brush off their clothes, and then they will be taken out of their graves alive, well, fit, and then they will be taken from there and led by the angels, malaikas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the gathering place and the place of assembly called the mahshar, where accountability will be about to commence. That is the day we're talking about at the moment. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as with all the previous anbiyas, announced, proclaimed and called mankind towards belief in the resurrection, he said there will come a day when all of mankind will arise again. And this is what will happen. They will all awaken from their graves. They will come out of their graves, and then they will be prepared to all of mankind come together in the field of assembly for judgment, reckoning, accountability to commence. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his time proclaimed this, preached this to the people, and he said, "You must believe in this. If you want to be a Muslim, you must believe in the resurrection." And the people of Makkah Mukarramah laughed at him. They made a big joke of this. They mocked him. They belittled him. They spat on him. They rejected what he said. They rejected him. And what they said in those times, in rejection of the resurrection, is what we are busy with here. From the Quran Majeed. In the Quran Majeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the exact words that they used in rejecting the resurrection, towards which they were called, to the belief of which they were invited by Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of the verses taken from the Quran Majeed are those of previous nations, but the majority in the bulk are the replies, the answers, the rejection, the refutation, the denial of the resurrection by the kuffar and mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah, the whole of Arabia, and then in mankind in general. The ayat that I recited to you in the last lesson was taken from Surah Mu'min, 40th Surah of the Quran Majid. I recited to you verses number 10 to 16. I will merely read out to you the translation and commence then with the commentary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Verily, it will be announced to those who disbelieve as they're on the way entering Jahannam, the words, the announcement that will be made will be undoubtedly, Allah's hatred for you is worse than your hatred for yourselves. In other words, for disbelieving. For when you were called towards true belief, towards Iman, you rejected the call of Iman. They, the disbelievers that are being led through the gateway into Jahannam, they will say, O our Rabb, we now admit you gave us death twice, and you, O Allah, granted us life twice. We now confess our sins and we request, O Allah, is there a way out for our predicament? Is there a way out for us? It will be said to them that there is no escape. And this is because when Allah was proclaimed to you as one, believe in Allah as one, you rejected Tawheed. But when partners were ascribed to Allah, you believed it and you became mushrikeen. In other words, you preferred shirk to Tawheed. Judgment belongs to Allah alone, Allah who is exalted, Allah who is great. Allah alone will decide what happens to you. It is Allah who shows you His signs. It is Allah who sends you sustenance from the heaven to rainfall. Only those who are heedful and mindful, who turn constantly and submissively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, supplicate to Allah, making all religion, all worship exclusively for one Allah, even if the disbelievers dislike it. O Muslimin, you must always bow and prostrate to Allah, supplicate to Allah, make dua to Allah, making all of your spiritual life, your religion, exclusively for one Allah, for the ibadah of one Allah, belief in one Allah, even if the disbelievers dislike it. Allah is the exalter of ranks. Allah is the raiser of ranks, the exalter of ranks, who exalts and raises us, and Allah is the owner of the throne. So worship only one Allah, who is alone worthy of worship. Allah sends wahi, revelation, by His command to whosoever of His servants, His messengers, His prophets, Allah pleases, so that they warn people about the day of meeting, about the day of Qiyamah, the day when mankind will all come forth and nothing of theirs will be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will announce, to whom does all kingdom belong? لِمَنِ الْمُلْقُ الْيَوْمِ. Today, to whom does all power, sovereignty, kingdom, to whom does it belong? And all of mankind will reply, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. All kingdom, all rule, all command, all sovereignty belongs to لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ, to the one all-powerful Allah. That long translation is from the Quran Majid, paraphrased. I've added certain words in between to make the translation clear, to clarify it. The above verses set out the condition of the non-believers and hypocrites. Who are these three groups of people? Who? Mushrikeen, Kafirin, and Munafiqeen. And I've repeatedly told you, the Munafiqeen are those from among the Muslimin who consider themselves today as Muslimin, who are, as a result of their belief and their actions, in actual fact, they belong to the ranks of the disbelievers. Some of them are Kafirin and some of them are even Mushrikeen. The Kafirin and Mushrikeen amongst the Muslimin are classified as the munafiqin or munafiqun, the hypocrites. They pretend to be Muslims, they believe they are Muslims, they live within the Muslim ummah. There are many sects of them. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst my ummah, there will be 73 sects. Only one of the 73, only one group of the 73 will go to Jannah. 72 of them will go to Jahannam. 73 sects, my ummah will be divided into 72 fi nari jahannam, only one. Sahabas were shocked. Ya Rasulullah, who is that one group amongst the Muslimin who will be admitted into Jannah, who will receive of the forgiveness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Nabina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and he said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Those who are on my way and on the way of my sahabas, my companions, those who are in my path and on the path of my companions, my sahabas, those who follow my way and the way of my companions, those of them who were my sahabas and those who followed them amongst the Muslimin. Very important for us to remember this, that there are many Muslims living today as yesterday and as tomorrow, in the past, in the present and the future, who think they are Muslims, but in fact, as a result of their belief and their actions, are actually disbelievers, whose dua is not accepted, whose salah is not accepted, whose zakat is not accepted, whose fasting and hajj is not accepted, whose kalima is rejected, whose zikr is rejected, whose tilawa is rejected, whose good deeds are rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their primary negative motives and insincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes their actions and their deeds, which they consider acts of piety, and it is thrown back into their face. The Quran that they recite, those are taken and thrown back into their face. Their a'mal is taken and thrown back into their face. On the day of Qiyamah, they will not know where to hide. When they see the fire calling and inviting them into its burning, roaring, raging chambers. Be warned, Muslimin, and take the opportunity while you are alive to examine your life, your motive, your faith, your actions and your deeds. Because if 72 out of 73 sects are going to Jahannam, that is very serious business for me to examine my life and my deeds, my faith, and the exactness of my faith. The above verses that I have recited to you here in our subject of life after death and the resurrection, and the rejection of resurrection by the kuffar and mushrikeen, sets out the condition of the non-believers and the hypocrites on the day of judgment, when they will, with deep regret and remorse, suffer the trauma of guilt for having abased themselves to the indignities of kufr and shirk, and for having denied the resurrection and the reckoning. They were clearly informed about being raised up and awakened to life again after death. But they mocked and they scoffed at the very idea of resurrection. And now they have been revived, and in utter disgrace and humiliation, they are marched towards the fires of Jahannam. They admit during those last moments before being cast into hellfire, that they had been without life before birth, from the time their souls were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they had also died after spending their lives in the dunya, in this world. That is the two deaths that the Quran speaks about. The one, after the ruh was created, we were not immediately brought to life, so we were dead. In other words, physically we were dead. And then Allah gave us birth, and through the womb of our mothers we became alive. And then we die again. So the one death is prior to birth. The one death is when we die after birth. That's the two deaths. And two lives that the Quran talks about in this ayat of the Quran Majid. What are the two lives? One is when we are born, and the other is when we again live after death. The birth after death. The coming to life after death. Allahu Akbar. That is the two lives and the two deaths. So, and now they have been revived and in utter disgrace. And moments before being cast into hellfire, that they had been, they admit that they had been without life before birth from the time their souls were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that they also died after spending their lives in the world, which is two deaths. And that they had two lives. The first life they spent in the world, and their second life was in the life of the grave after death. Two lives. One life in the dunya, one life in the qabr. They also confess their sins in those last moments. They also confess their sins, and then they plead and beg for forgiveness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, is there a way out? Is there a solution? They are being marched into Jahannam. The gates of Jahannam are wide open. And now they turn into Allah. Oh yes, who? Three groups of people. Mushrikeen, kafirin, and munafiqeen. The munafiqeen are all those from the Muslimin, from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who thought that they were Muslimin, who pretended they were Muslimin. In their hearts, they were kafirin and mushrikeen. Allahu Akbar. I don't want to give you a detailed description here of who's a mushrik among the Muslims. Oh, they are. It is declared to them that their sins were unforgivable because they had associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after receiving many, many warnings that this is a most heinous and unforgivable sin. They are reminded of the mercy and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered at them in the dunya. In those moments, they realize countless signs of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the message of Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had been given to them. In those moments, they think of their life. What a life they had in the dunya. Enjoyment and pleasure and sleep and rest and earning and comfort and wife and children and joy and pleasure and sports and entertainment, and how they had indulged in all the positivities of life. They think of the amount of energy and the good health that they enjoyed in this world, of the sustenance that they were granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They think of all the comforts and the joys that they received from the blessings and rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also think of their arrogance and their pride in ignoring these blessings and gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the use? To think about it in the qabr, in your dying moments, in the qabr, and that long, lengthy life in the qabr. Now you sit and think in this life. You live for how long in the world? 100 years. How long will you live in the grave? 1,000 years? 10,000 years? 1,000,000 years? Millions of years? Who knows? all that time. Oh, many times the life that we lead in this world, the life of the cover is multiplied many times the life of this dunya. All that time will be spent. What tortured, tormented, traumatized by the thoughts, oh Allah, how I ruined my life in this dunya. 100 years, compare it to millions of years in the qabr. Allahu Akbar, Muslimin. How traumatized will that person be, you, who goes into the grave knowing, or they will be told clearly, Munkar and Nakir will tell them clearly, you are a Jahannami. Because the punishment of Jahannam commences in the qabr. In the grave already, the torments and the tortures and the punishment that will be passed to disbelievers and to sinners in the grave. Allahu Akbar, we're still going to do that. We are coming to all that. How much? And then to know that when the resurrection takes place and they rise and get out of their covers of their graves, that they will be led into the eternally burning, raging, roaring fires of Jahannam to receive punishment there forever. Muslimin, is it worth it? It is declared to them that their sins are unforgivable because they associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they made shirk, Muslimin, in the dunya. They made shirk. Allahu Akbar. They threw away their world, their life, their energy, their sustenance, their comforts and their arrogance and their pride in ignoring the blessings and gifts they receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are also informed of the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was there for all of them to see, know and acknowledge. Yet they preferred pride and blindness. They preferred greed and haughtiness in the life of this world. Their rejection of Islam and Iman. They turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They rejected the Sharia laws of Islam. They committed injustices against the true believers. They lived perverted, immoral and depraved lives. They were arrogant, suspicious and superstitious and knowingly forfeited the truth and the light brought by the Quran, the Sunnah and the Sharia. Therefore, there is no forgiveness and mercy from the omnipotent and all supreme Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has knowledge of all the doings of mankind. They will be asked on that day, who? The mushrikeen, who? The kafirin, who? The munafiqeen amongst the Muslims, who? Three classifications of people, mushrikeen, kafirin, and munafiqeen. What will they be asked? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Tell me, O mankind, all you people, all you kafirin, all you mushrikeen, all you munafiqeen, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To whom does all kingdom belong today? Allah will ask them, tell me, you were little gods yourself in the earth. You became little idols amongst yourselves, bosses, rulers, governments, presidents, prime ministers, kings, emperors, royalty. In the dunya, rich, wealthy, billionaires and millionaires. Where is your wealth today? Who does all this belong to? Do you realize? I am saying to you, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Allah is telling us the future in the Quran here today. Read that Quran. Everything about the Akhirah is futuristic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing down exactly what is going to happen on that day. Muslimin, read it, understand it, learn it. Our work here, the ulama, is to convey that message to you exactly as was conveyed to mankind by all the anbiyas and the rasuls and by Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu. That is what we're doing here on Saturday evenings. To whom? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. The whole Everything will shake on that day as this question is asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Liman yalmulkul yawm? Reply to me, in the dunya you thought you big shots? You presidents? You have lots of power? Your people have voted for you? They have selected you? They have chosen you to govern them? And you now in the dunya give command? What right do you have to give command today? I am putting you into Jahannam. Now you, who lorded and ruled over the world, have your say now. See who is master. See who is boss. See who is all powerful. See who is the all powerful. Liman al-mulkul yawm? Where are you Fir'auns? Where are you kings and emperors? Where are you presidents and prime ministers? Where are you wealthy and rich and powerful, proud and arrogant? Where are you people that employed thousands of people? Where are you today? Limanil mulkul yawm. Allahu Akbar. On that day, all of mankind, oh yes, all are being addressed. The mushrikeen, kafirin, and munafikeen are being addressed. The whole entire humanity, from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam to the last existing human being on planet earth, all of them are being asked this question on the day of Qiyamah. Limanil mulkul yawm? Where is the power that you exercise in the dunya? There it is. Allahumma. They have wasted and squandered their time in the world. During their lifetime, they clearly and visibly saw the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifest in the world. They saw Allah's qudrat and Allah's power in nature. They saw it in the heavens and on earth. They saw it in the plants and the animals. They saw it even in themselves. Oh, they know. Where do all the plants come from? Man made it. All these heavenly bodies, man made it. All these star galaxies, sun, moon, planets, who made it? Man made it. Must they wait until the day of Qiyamah to realize that Allah made it? That is when they will realize and they will shake their heads and say, Allah make us mad. Allahu Akbar. Who made all this? Limanil mulkul yawm? Who made the heavens? Did you make it or did I make it? All these plants, who made it? Did you make it or did I make it? All these animals, did I make it or did you make it? Did you not recognize my power? You have biologists among you, conservationists among you. So many people among you, you have trained, educated, who have studied. You have scientists, you have technologists, you have all these learned professors and highly learned and trained people among you who are mushrikeen, kafirin and munafikeen. Why are you mushrikeen? Why are you kafirin? Why are you munafikeen? You are learned people. You are highly skilled people. You have studied. You have studied plants and seen what and how I made and created the plants. You have studied animals. You have seen I made and created the animals. You have examined yourselves and you have seen I made and created you. Who put the ruh into you? Did you ever see the ruh? Limanil mulkul yawm? Who of you saw the ruh? Men will be stunned, absolutely shocked. Must we wait until then to be shocked and amazed? Allahu Akbar. But they rejected their lack of power and control over the natural forces. We know, when Allah wishes, and the sky thunders and lightning falls and rain begins to pour down, we don't know what the result is going to be. We have no power over the rain. We have no power over the skies. We have no power over the clouds. We know that. Mankind knows that. When Allah starts the wind and the winds begin to blow, do we, mankind, have any power over the wind? No, we are absolute. One moment the wind is still, the next moment is blowing with hurricane force. Allahu Akbar. What power do we... Can man say, hurricane, end, stop? Can we build barriers to prevent hurricanes, typhoons, storms, torrents? Allahu Akbar, no. Man, did you not know that a higher power, a greater power, an absolute power holds all power? Did you not realize that all these learned people among the mushrikeen, the kafirin, the munafikeen, and now we have a whole lot of atheists and agnostics also, do they not see the power and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Must they wait until the final day of judgment in order to realize how useless they are? That is what we are being asked in the Quran Majeed. What power do you have, O man? Are you going to wait until that day and then say, oh Allah, now we realize we had no power, or Allah make us maaf? Allahu Akbar. But they rejected their lack of power and their lack of control over the natural forces. And they declined the worship of their real one creator, maker and sustainer. And you know what they did? They turned to the worship of their idols and their gods. Man-made images, little crosses that they make. Little the Virgin Mary that they make and they hide in their pockets and they believe in the Virgin Mary. Little photos and paintings and images they make and carvings they make and they hide it in the pockets and little crosses, little bit other objects they create, little bit Kaabas and they hang it around their neck and they look at the Kaaba and they say, well, this Kaaba is going to save me. They carry these photographs of awliyas and saints in their pockets. They lift it up and they say, this saint, this wali of Allah is going to save me. They turn to the worship of the idols and gods and images and paintings and sculptures. They worshipped and revered their priests and their saints and their heroes. They devoted their lives to the worship of the material comforts and luxuries of the dunya of the world. They transgressed the laws of morality and chastity. Allahu Akbar. Yes, they broke the law. If they wanted to make zina, they said, who's going to stop me from making zina? I will make zina, who's going to stop me? And they never cared. They broke all the laws of chastity and morality. They were immoral, they were corrupt, they were deviant, they were perverse. And they never worried. On the day of Qiyamah, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, why did you not listen to me? Who has all power? You waited until this day to see the power, the final day? They established dens of vice and iniquity. Oh yes. Places of entertainment where people can go and entertain themselves. Dens of lust and vice, escort agencies and parlors created for zina, for prostitution. Are we going to wait until that day to realize the truth and the haq of what life should be in this world? They indulged in drinking, gambling and wasteful sports. They ruled with injustice and iniquity, inequality. They gave orders, kill, throw bombs and kill 1,000, 1,000,000, millions of Muslims over the world and millions of innocent poor people all over the world. Did they care of the consequences when they gave these kinds of orders to their armies? Kill the people, bomb them, maim them. We want to hold all power. Did they realize there will be a day when they will have to answer? Do they realize there is a day of accountability when they give orders? Kill them, bomb them. Allahu Akbar. Do they realize that a day of justice will come when punishment will be meted out to those who have committed injustice? Do they think they will get away with murder? With genocide? With bombing innocent people, killing them? Allahu Akbar. They obeyed satanic calls. Whenever shaitan called them to do something, they obeyed shaitan. They hated and loathed the true believing and practicing Muslimin. Wherever there are Muslims in the world, They do everything against the Muslim. Put down Islam. Put down the Rasul of Allah. Put down Quran and Sunnah. Oh, there's much coming. Some has come, much more is coming, Muslimin. Do not think for a moment that they're going to leave the Quran, that they're going to leave the Sunnah, they're going to leave the Sharia alone. Who? The ruling powers of the world. Oh, they are going to latch on to us and they're going to throttle us, choke us. Those times are coming. They scoffed at the practices and laws that regulated the lives of the Muslimin, the Sunnah and the Sharia. Anywhere you find a Muslim who's living in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah and Sharia, catch him and bring him here, throw him into prison. What is this act of terrorism? Oh my word. If you are dressed as a Muslim, that is your sign and symbol that you are one who commits terrorist acts. Whether you're guilty or not guilty, they will plant the information on you. You will be spied upon. You will be heard. And you will be tortured as a result. All kinds of assault will be thrown and made against you. They usurped and stole the lands and valuables of the Muslimin. Oh yes, you know that also. What is happening in Afghanistan? What is happening in Iraq? They make it impossible. Look at Palestine. Fair, good example. Land, stolen land. And they are buying that and making it onto their name. That's the idea of war. Kill the Muslims, and those who remain, drive them out of their land. And then a piece of paper, and you say, this land is mine. There's the deed of sale. There's my property. This is now my property. It's on my name. Piece of paper is on my name. So it's my property. Those who steal the land, make it their property. Oh, you usurp the rights of innocent men, women and children of the Muslimin. Oh, you can do whatever you want to, but bear in mind you're going to pay for it one day. And that day will come. Here is the Quran that speaks the truth, the haq. They oppressed and trampled upon the Muslimin. They promoted sin and evil throughout the world. What do you think these films and videos and all promoting, and the television stations, what do they promote? What is all that? Allahu Akbar. All the zulm, all the sin and the evil that is being promoted. And so on. Today, after having been brought to life, Allahu Akbar, which they had denied and rejected. You rejecting the resurrection. You say there is no life after death. And you say therefore there will be no reckoning, no justice, no accountability. Do you really think so? You know why you reject the resurrection? You reject the resurrection because you do not want to believe in the resurrection, because you will have to answer for what you did in the world. That is why you're rejecting the resurrection. Here in the dunya, you want to worship, you want to believe, you want to act as you want to act, as if you do not have a Lord, a Master. Nobody you have to answer to. Is that what you think? Oh no. The resurrection, Muslimin, believe that there is going to be a Ba's Ba'd al-Mawt. And you know what that occasion is? That occasion is for you to stand in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to answer for your beliefs and your actions and deeds in this dunya. Today, after having been brought back to life through resurrection, which they have denied and rejected, their eyes will open up and they will beg for the mercy and forgiveness of all-powerful Allah. However, their time is up, for the final day of reckoning has come. Their realization has come too late. And they are told that all power and all things belong لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. All power belongs to one Allah, the one Allah that is omnipotent, all powerful. We go on to the next ayat of the Quran Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ha'ulai layakuluna in hiya illa mawtatuna al-ula wa ma nahnu bimunshareen. Fa'atu bi'abaina in kuntum sadiqeen. Ahum khairun أم قوم تبع والذين من قبلهم أهلكناهم إنهم كانوا مجرمين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah has spoken the absolute truth in the words of the Quran Majeed. This is Wahi. This is absolute revelation from Allah. Divine revelation, Kalamullah. Verily, says Allah, verily these people, who the mushrikeen, verily these people, the mushrikeen say. And what did they say? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believed that there is a life after that, believed that there is going to be a Ba'sa resurrection. These people, Allah says, you know what the mushrikeen say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, these mushrikeen say, this death is merely our first death, and it is the only death, after which we will never be resurrected again. They said, we challenge you, O Rasul of Allah. We challenge you. Bring forth our forefathers from their graves if you are truthful. Now you say you are the Rasul of Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you say you are a Rasul of Allah. You say that you receive kalam of Allah, wahi from Allah, revelation from Allah. And you say we must believe that there is going to be a Ba'th, that there is going to be resurrection, that life will come back into us and we will rise up from our graves. It cannot be. We can't accept this. Alright, we give you a challenge. If you say that what you are saying is the truth, let my grandfather, let our grandfathers come out of their grave. My grandfather died 100 years ago. Another one says, my great grandfather died 200 years ago. Let him come out of his grave. Oh, you who proclaim you are the messenger of Allah, show us the truth, prove it to us. Those people who died, our grandfathers, our great grandfathers, let them come out of their grave. Let them come up to life. We will only then believe you if you are truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the mushrikeen, are you better than the people of Tubba and those before them? They lived their qawm in Tubba, they lived the nation in Tubba, the people of Tubba. Tubba was the name, like we have Fir'aun, like we have the emperor of Egypt known as Fir'aun. Similarly, the people of Yemen, an early ancient people, their kings, their rulers were called Tubba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them, tell them, reply to them. When they reject the resurrection, tell them, are you better than the people of Tubba? There was a nation in Tubba, the people of Tubba, the king of Yemen, and those before them. And there were many ancient civilizations, wonderful, rich, wealthy civilizations, like the Aad and the Thamud, like the Egyptian peoples, and many other nations of the past. Rich, wealthy, powerful peoples of the past. O my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, ask them, remind them, where are those people today? Ask them of one nation, because these are the ancestors of the Arabian people, the people of Tubba, the people of Yemen, ancient civilization. Ask them, where are those people? Rich, wealthy people, had everything in the world. Where are they? Ask them. And then tell them, أَهَلَكْنَاهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. We destroy, Allah says, I destroyed them. We destroyed them. Whenever Allah uses the term we, it is to denote the power and the qudrat, absolute power and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell these mushrikeen, tell them, where are those magnificent ancient civilizations and rulers of the past? All of them I destroyed. Tell them not to be foolish to ask you questions like this. Those people also rejected when their prophets told them, when the messengers of Allah spoke to the people of Tubba and earlier civilizations of the past, ruling nations, wealthy nations, powerful nations of the past. Oh my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them. They also rejected the resurrection. They also rejected the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also indulged in sin. They also indulged in shirk. Tell them, what happened to them will happen to you. Everything is in the power of Allah. All power belongs to Allah. We destroyed them for their sins. They were sinners, so we destroyed. Allah used the word mujrimeen. They were sinners, and therefore I destroyed them. And like I destroyed them, I can destroy you also. So either you listen and obey or suffer the consequences of your rejection of the resurrection, of the life after death, of the day of Qiyamah, judgment and accountability. Tell them. Oh, don't give them the proof that they can rise from the grave. No, no. Not necessary. They must believe. And if they don't believe, they will suffer as a result of their disbelief and their rejection of the truth. Surah Dukhan, Surah number 44. I've recited to you verses number 34, 35, 36 and 37. Verses number 34 to 37. Let's look at the translation again. Verily these people, the mushrikeen, say, this death is merely our first death, and it is the only death. We only die once, and that's termination. Finish. After which, says Allah, after which we will not be, they say, the mushrikeen say to Muhammad Rasulullah, we will not be raised again. After that death, after which we will not be resurrected again. Ya Rasul, they say, oh the Messenger of Allah, we challenge you. What challenge are they? Bring forth our forefathers from their graves if you are truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, are you better than the people of Tubba of Yemen and those before them? We destroyed them, for they were sinners. The early mushrikeen of Arabia held the same opinion as the disbelievers, the polytheists and the sinners of the past, that men suffer from one single death and there is no further life to come. They stubbornly persisted in the belief that once a person has died, there is no future life or reckoning. They therefore made it very clear to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what he was preaching about a resurrection was unbelievable. That if he wished them to accept such a ridiculous belief, then he would have to bring their ancestors to life again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then presents for the pacification of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram, as well as the Muslims of the future, the point that all that they have to do is reflect on the might and the pomp of the famous rulers of Yemen, whose glorious empire stretched across the east over many lands that they had conquered, and their emperors were known as Tubba, as well as their people were arrogant and sinful, who rebuffed, who resisted and rejected the preaching of their respective prophets, and eventually their mighty, glorious empire earned the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and came crashing down to be obliterated forever. Because they rejected the message and the calling of their prophets, they were destroyed. So, oh, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them also, like their predecessors, the great glorious rulers, they from Yemen ruled the whole of the East. They say in the books of history that the glorious empire of the Tubba rulers, emperors of Yemen, stretched right up to Samarkand, right up to what present day we call Russia. Soviet Russia, up to there it stretched. The whole of the East, all of Eastern Europe, all that region, they ruled over, they conquered and they ruled over. A magnificent area of the world. They had glorious empire. They would not heed the calling of their prophets, of Allah's messengers. And what happened as a result? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment came out to them. And what happened? All the power was taken away. I'm asking you, bear this in mind, what we are studying here. What happens today? We have certain powers who think they can wipe out the Muslims and the true believers from the surface of the earth. Do they reckon Allah is powerless? Do the Muslimin think that these people that are suppressing, oppressing, denying the Muslims, that their power will go on forever? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not around, not there. I ask you this question, think about this fact, that when they oppress and suppress and deny and kill and maim and commit so much genocide and zulm, injustices upon the Muslimin, upon the true believing people, do we think that nothing is happening to them? Do we think Allah's azab only comes in the form of extinction, destruction? You really think so? Tell me, have you examined the lives that they are leading? What kind of life they are leading? Do you know the pathological, psychological illnesses, diseases that are rampant amongst them, that they are a slowly dying people? Do you realize that they have absolutely no power base like they believe that they have? Do you know one little epidemic can wipe out millions and millions of them? A bomb can only blow out a million people, but a disease can take millions of lives. They are on the verge of a critical mass, and they know it. There are mad people, pathologically ill people, psychologically sick, diseased people in them. They are not going to live for very long. They are a dying race and a dying people. You cannot kill others and not receive the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I see the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people that are facing not only destruction, complete destruction, but even annihilation. Large amounts of them are going to be destroyed as a result. You do not play with the deen of Allah. You do not play with the people of Allah. You do not play with the army of Allah. The army of Allah does not need science and technology in order to win the war. All they need is iman. And this is where the weakness lies of the Muslimin. The iman is not strong enough. Allahu Akbar. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the people of Arabia continue to resist the preaching of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can expect the same fate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know what happened eventually. Fatah Makkah took place and the whole of Arabia came within the fold of Islam and they embraced Islam. After, in the 80th of the Hijrah, after Fatah Makkah, the victory over Makkah, the conquest of Makkah took place, what happened? All the Arabian people embraced Islam, and the few who did not want to accept Islam left Arabia and went away northwards. Next ayat coming up is as follows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ رِزْقٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَيْلٌ لِلْكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ يَسْمَعُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ يُصِرُّ مُسْتَكْبِرًا كَأَن لَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. صدق الله العظيم. Beautiful verses of the Quran Majid. Every ayat of the Quran Majid is beautiful because it is perfect. and in the alternation of night and day, and in the sustenance that Allah, in the sustenance that Allah sends down from the sky, whereby Allah revives the earth after its death, and in the turning of the winds, there are signs for a people with understanding. These are the signs of Allah which we recite to you with the truth, so that you reflect upon them. In what word of truth will they believe in after rejecting those of Allah and the signs of Allah displayed and evident in nature in their surrounding? Let there be destruction for every lying sinner whose hearts, who hears the signs of Allah, of Allah's wahi and revelation being recited to him, and then haughtily persists in disbelief, as though he had not heard them at all. So give him the tidings of a painful punishment. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muslimin, O mankind, look around you, examine my power, my qudrat around you. In the alternation of night and day, night goes out, day comes along. Which human being, in which country, which government, which ruler is pressing buttons, and saying, now let the sun arise, now let the moon arise, now let the night go, now let the day come? Who? Which human being? Where is that human agency, that human power, that human force that is indulging? And in the alternation of the night and the day, and in the sustenance that Allah sends down from the sky, where does sustenance come from? Rainfall? Earth comes alive? Plantation? Growth? Where does food come from? Where does meat come from? If the animals do not eat grass and fodder, and the grass is dependent upon rainfall, when rain comes down, grass grows green, the field runs green, all the fields become filled with greenery, is that what the animals feed upon? Where would the milk come from? Where would the food come from? Where would the meat and mutton come from? Where would the lambs and chops come from? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not provide, who provides the sustenance? Man or Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, and in the alternation of night and day, and in the sustenance that Allah sends down from the sky, Allah says, whereby Allah revives the earth after its death. Oh, don't you see, O man? The earth is died, is barren, no rain for months. What happens? Dry, barren, brown, a raisin earth, nothing on the earth, nothing grows. Everything becomes shriveled and dry and eventually dies. What happens? This panic. The farmers are crying. The people are crying. There's going to be no food. Everybody knows, is aware. No rain, no food. No food, no sustenance. What is going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Muslimin, do you not see the sign? And Allah revives the earth after its death, and in the turning of the winds. Who rules the winds? Where? Does man decide anywhere who is going to, how the wind is going to blow, or how it's going to run, how it's going to blow? Does man decide? One moment there is nothing, everything is still, and the next moment? Allahu Akbar, the currents in the oceans, let the wind blow over the currents, over the oceans, what happens? They blow into a storm. It's the wind that causes it. The waves begin to rise. It's the wind that's hitting the water and turns the water and blows into the storm. Which way does the water run? It runs towards the coastline, and the coastline becomes destroyed, shattered, broken. What about all the homes, the beautiful homes of the rich and wealthy all along the coastline? Who has power over the wind? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us. Allahu Akbar. And in the turning of the winds, there are signs for a people with understanding. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar. Ayatulli qawmi ya'qilun. These are the signs of Allah which we recite to you with the truth, so that you can reflect on them, ponder on them, think about the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think that dry earth, if Allah brings the dry earth to life again, He cannot bring you, O man? Allah cannot raise you again? Allah cannot resurrect you again? You say, after death there is no life? Really? When the earth has died, Allah can bring it back to life, and you see it and you admit to it. You think when you die, Allah cannot bring you back to life? That there is no life after death? Is that what you think? You see the earth. How are you going to answer an account on the day of Qiyamah when you are asked? You did not believe. You disbelieved in a life after death. You said, it is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring me back to life. And I showed you on earth, when the earth is dead, I bring it back to life. Did you admit that? Did you see that happening? How many times in your lifetime you saw it happening? So why did you not believe Allah when Allah and the Messenger of Allah told you there is going to be a resurrection, there is a ba'ath ba'd al-maut, there is a life after death? Why did you not believe in it? Allahu Akbar. These are the signs of Allah which we recite to you with the haq, with the truth, so that you can reflect upon them. In what word will they believe in after rejecting those of Allah? If you reject the word of Allah, whose word are you going to believe? Allahu Akbar. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. What are you going to believe in? If you don't believe in the divine revelation, the word of Allah, what are you going to believe in? Allahu Akbar. Let there be destruction for every lying sinner. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَسِيمٍ. There is destruction for every lying sinner who hears the signs of Allah being recited to him. And then what does he do? He haughtily, arrogantly persists in disbelief, as though he had not heard them at all. You know what he does? He plugs his ears. He plugs his ears. He doesn't want to hear. He doesn't want to listen. Because by listening, by hearing, it makes him think. So he doesn't want to think. So plug his ears. Oh, that haughty, arrogant, proud person doesn't want to hear the truth. So give him the tidings. Let him know that there is a punishment, painful punishment awaiting him. فَبَشِّرُهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Such is the conduct. This is taken from Surah Jasiyah, Surah number 45. I have recited to you verses number 5 to verse number 8. Such is the conduct of the fearless sinners and deniers of the true revelation of the Quran Majeed. The Muslims who believe in and recite the Quran, and the non-Muslims who hear the contents of the Quran, as well as those of their own revealed books, and those who see clearly the evidence of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in nature surrounding them, and do not pause to consider and reflect on the meaning and significance of these signs, will pay a very high price for their neglect and for their blindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall have no mercy for the proud, for the arrogant, for the rebellious deniers and refuters of the truth and the haq, which exists all round them and is visible to each and every one. The earth becomes revived after its death, which all of us see. So how can we deny that there is a life after death? The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifest in every creation, in all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we study and learn of. So how can we be blind to the reality of an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise creator, maker and sustainer? La ilaha illallah, one almighty Allah, that all of mankind has been invited to believe in over and over again, over ages and ages, from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam to the last messenger of Khatamul Nabiyyin Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sayyidina Nabiyyina, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O mankind, and O Muslimin, particularly amongst mankind, where are you bound to? Where is your destination? Have you decided what destination you have? You decided you want to be successful? And if you have decided you want to be successful, then create that reformation in your life and reaffirmation of life in the kalima, glorious kalima, for which all of mankind should live in order to survive and find success, which is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Earlier we addressed ourselves to the Muslimin, that amongst the Muslimin there are munafiqeen. Who are the munafiqeen? The disbelievers amongst the Muslims, who will be punished severely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for they pretended to be Muslimin. They carried the names and identities of Muslimin. They lived amongst the Muslimin. They pretended to accept all the formalities, all the laws, all the rules, all the contents, all the beliefs of the deen of Islam, of the religion of Islam. They confess, they profess that they are followers of La ilaha illallah, and they truly believe in and follow Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In effect, at the end of the moment, they did not believe in the oneness, in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not accept and believe in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, they pretended that they loved the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would take his name over and over again, but the heart was dirty and filthy and anti Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the confession of belief, the admittance of belief, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All is a pretense. The actions and the deeds do not conform to the sunnah of Sayyidina Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah. Their deeds and their actions do not conform to the sharia of Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They also have a negative belief in the life to come, the life after death, and the life in after the resurrection, that there will be a day of judgment. And when the day of judgment comes, they will find that they will be in what situation? Very grievous. All they see is the fire burning, raging fires of the... No, it doesn't start then. It starts from the grave. No, it doesn't start from the grave. It starts from the last moments of their life on this earth. When they are shown, when Munkar and Nakir visit them in their graves, they already know their doom has been sealed. Allahu Akbar. Yes, when they come, Malak al-Maut comes to visit them in the last moments of life, the pangs of stress of their disbelief will hit them. Their kufr and their shirk will hit them here in the dunya, and they will know we have lost out. Why? What is the need for going out of this life in that particular way? Muslimin, you are invited and called upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah's calling in the Quran Majeed. Rasulullah's calling in the Ahadith Mubarak list, which we have with us. And with the Quran and the Sunnah, we follow the Sharia, then we will be saved. Otherwise, the deserts of the afterlife will be very severe, and the punishment will be so severe that the regrets, the shame, the remorse, the pity after death, it is not worth it. Create that kind of reformation and true belief and true action and true deed in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, while you are alive in this world. Do not wait for the aftermath when you get into the grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the punishment of the hereafter. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.